Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two. It's time to do the hockey with Ed Norris. Jeremy Conn, Ed Norris here. Rob Long is off. Big Bad Morning Show. So, Ed, last night, I told you I was fading the public that I felt like there was going to be some goals scored, and we did get a little bit of that. What did you see in last night's game? Did you watch the whole thing? Because I know we had the Orioles and a bunch of stuff
going on. I fell asleep really early last night. I had a bad day.
Yeah, I kind of felt that.
I had a bad day yesterday, and I was exhausted by it.
Can you, Joe, can you play that song when we come back?
Until you had a bad day.
Is that Daniel Powder? Is that who that is?
Is his name?
Yeah.
Yeah. I did not.
Were you shocked by the outcome at all? Because you think Florida is...
I think Florida's going to win the Stanley Cup. Yeah. That's my opinion.
So, So if they get there, do they match up better with one of the other teams, or are they just it doesn't matter?
Well, it doesn't matter much. I think they'd have. I think they'd have an easier time with the Oilers, because it's not as physical. Panthers are a really physical team, and that's why the Lightning series was so, because that was just rough, man. They were going at it physically. A lot of it was dirty. The retaliation. There were people like knocked out. Like, it was nuts. I told you I thought the Stars would beat the Jets. And was, you know, the Dallas Stars have beaten the team with the best regular season record in hockey. And it wasn't. It was a 4-2 series. So they made quick work of them. They beat them in six. I think they beat the Oilers. I just think the Stars are going to advance to the Stanley Cup final. And I told you weeks ago, I thought, you know, they were going to, I thought they were going to make the Stanley Cup. Mm-hmm. They just did. I just like what I see, despite the fact that, you know, they were not the top seed, obviously. And when the Blues almost, you know, the Blues took the Winnipeg Jets to seven. So that, then the Stars beat them. So I think the Jets may have been a little, the record may have been a little deceptive. Anyway.
No,
so I think the Stars move forward. I think they make the Stanley Cup final. And it's for the people listening, it's final, not finals. Because then people would be correcting me. You're saying final. Yeah, it's final. It's not finals. And I think the Panthers
win. Is that
win.
Your finals take?
Yes.
Okay.
I think the Panthers beat the Hurricanes. They've just, they were a deadly combination of physical and talented. So it's really tough because they're tough. They're a tough out, man. They just are.
So
they're a really tough out.
Tonight, it's interesting because as I'm looking at Edmonton-Dallas, and it's like both of these series are virtual pick-ems. Like, don't get me wrong. You're going to see like a minus 130, but there's usually a 20-point difference in. So like if you're minus 130, I should say it's a 40-point, then the other team's going to be plus 110 more times than not. You know, it's like a 40 swing either way, and that's how the books protect themselves from – you know, some of the underdogs and the big hits that could happen if you're betting those. But it's just interesting to see these matches this close, according to Vegas.
Yeah. I mean, they're tough. They were just a tough physical. They're defending champs, too. I mean, people forget that. I don't think that's, you know, because a lot of people aren't following that, but they are the defending Stanley Cup champs. And I think they're just going to be a very tough out for a lot of different teams. The Hurricanes, though, as you saw when they played the Caps, if you watched that game, they're really good. I mean, I hate it when the Rangers play them this year because they're really a talented team.
Must win for them next game?
I hate saying must win when you're down one game.
But you'd be losing you'd be 0-2 at home.
Mm-hmm.
I get into this every year with you guys or with you about how much does home ice matter? Because to me, home field in football is so important. Home court in basketball, so important because of the way that the calls go. Like the crowd is one thing, but you do get home cooking and those refs can say whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
I think you feel that. You feel the atmosphere of what's going to happen. A 50-50 call. I just think it goes the home team's way more times than not. But like with home ice, I've seen some weird things. A goalie gets hot and it's like, too bad.
Yeah. And Bobrovsky for the Panthers is very good. He's been real good. Not the Carolina.
Is that Ganap Ganip? That's Ganip, the other Ganap, guy.
Yeah.
Well, Ganip Ganap plays for the Rangers, right? Is that Ganap Ganip?
I forget what Handy would say. It was one of those. I just want to give you an example of like how different these teams are, though, in their own way. Svechnikov plays for the Hurricanes. He led the team in penalty minutes in the regular season, 59 penalty minutes. A.J. Greer, left wing for the Panthers, 130.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. More than twice as many penalty minutes during the season.
Jesus.
So it just gives you an idea.
Is he a goon?
Yeah, they got a team full of goons.
They're all goons.
It's like he's one of them. But, I mean, you got, you know, and Matt Tkachuk is the, you know, same. He's a bit of a goon. It's like, yeah, I mean, Verhage, not somebody who's talented, but they get some tough guys on that team. They really do. And they're real good. The problem is I just think they're too much for the Hurricanes. The Hurricanes did well against the Caps because the Caps, it's an aging team. They got younger. I shouldn't say that. They did get younger this season than they've been. But it's like, I watched the Hurricanes in the last series. I can't remember the date. They weren't aggressive on the power play. They had too much passing. They didn't. They had no movement to create space on the power play. And you know how that. You've got an advantage. Mm-hmm. It's 5-on-4. You want to create space because four defenders have to take care of five attackers. So you want. So I'm sure it's the same in basketball.
Yeah. If you were down to 4-on-5, more coaches are going to end up running a box.
Mm-hmm.
And when you spread it out, it's too much for them to cover, and it leaves the middle wide open.
And the problem was when the Hurricanes were on the power play, not killing, when on it, they were not creating space. They were passing. They were just stick. Like, take a shot! Take a shot. Create some space. Take a shot. Create space. Take a shot. Keep shooting. Put him on the defensive. Make him work. They didn't do that.
What's the matter, you? Take a shot.
It bothered me so much. I took notes. I was reading my phone from that night. Like, they're not creating any space. It's just they were really bad on the power play, and I think it's going to kill them in this series.
Tonight we get Dallas and Edmonton. Should be a fun one. We'll talk about it tomorrow. I'm sure you might be more excited for basketball than hockey tonight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it'll be a good time. Mark Viviano joins us at 7:30. But up next, league officially adopts resolution allowing NFL players to participate in the 28 Olympics. Is your hope that we don't see any Ravens play? Do you think coaches will try to stop their players from participating? And I want to tell you how I feel about if Lamar played in it, what it would look like. We get to that next here on The Fan.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule.
Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
For our players, we think it's a tremendous opportunity for them to represent their country, to compete for a gold medal, which is the pinnacle of global sports. It's something that I think all professional athletes, and we have two here today that will speak to this, that across many different sports, the opportunity to play for your country and to win a gold medal or any medal is a wonderful and an honor to be able to do.
That's Roger Goodell talking about it, being able to play in the flag football, well, the Olympics. So I was telling you, like, if Lamar Jackson played in this, do you know how ridiculous it would be? So I played in I played in a lot of flag football leagues in the area. I got to play against Juan Dixon in Columbia. He was quarterbacking the team. And I knew Juan. Like, we've done a couple different events together. So I was rushing the quarterback, and I'm not fast anymore. Like, it was just a spot that I was in. I just had a knack for getting there and pulling flags. And he was ridiculous out there because of the movement of his hips. And I do think basketball players translate really well to the skill position players on football.
Absolutely.
You know, wide receivers, tight ends. I mean, I'll throw quarterbacks and even running backs in there.
That's why you said Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
He's a great athlete. He's one of the best I've seen in the NBA.
He would be one of the best football players to watch out there. And again, like, talking about it and seeing, especially point guards too, because you constantly have the ball in your hand, and what are you doing? You're catching it on the run, right? Like, here's a fast break. Let me get that, put the ball down, presence of mind, good footwork. It all applies for football. But when Juan was out there playing quarterback, like, great hips, hard to pull a flag. And if you put Lamar out there with these guys, and I'm hoping he doesn't play, it's going to look ridiculous. We had, I talk about all the time, Steve Suter, former Maryland kick returner, wide receiver, played in our flag football league. He had the most amazing 3-yard reception I've ever seen in my life. He made 7 guys on our team miss his flags by jumping back and moving out of it. He made me miss twice. And he got three yards out of it because we all like converged on him. Because when you see that guy on the other team, you're like, yeah, we're going to pay a lot of attention to him.
Yes.
That's the one guy that can beat us. Because we had a good team out there. But mm-hmm. like when you get out to this type of level of playing and this type of athlete, you take NFL players and put them on a flag football field from a skill position standpoint, they're just going to annihilate everyone. It's not yeah. even close to look at how fair this is going to be because of the skill sets that they have. The difference in your catch radius without wearing pads, the difference in your presence of mind to pick up the football, get your feet down because you're not worried about your, mm-hmm. you know, your pads aren't kind of, you know, messing with you or the helmet. It's very different catching a football wearing that gear than yeah. not wearing it.
It's also there's things that, well, they'll know because these guys will practice that and they'll be trained. They've played football. I'm sure the guy from other countries, whoever it is. Mm-hmm. However, I did play flag football in my early 20s. I was playing college, so probably from like 19 to 20, whatever. Anyway, there's things that people don't know who never play like real football. Like, they were amazed. Like, I would pick pass. I would, mm-hmm. and I was not a ball hawk, you might be. I was a monster back in college. I mean, and an outside linebacker in high school.
He's a monster back. Yes. A monster back.
But I was picking off pass at the high point and jumping routes because I knew how to. A lot of people don't know how to do that stuff. And you look like, whoa, like, that was nothing. It was nothing. I just stepped in front of the receiver and got the ball and went the other way. It's like, I didn't do anything really. But to them, it was like, I'm playing with a bunch of guys who are just going out to play flag football, though.
And I was playing corner in our zone, which I never did, but they needed me to slide in. It was first play of the game, and guys were showing up late, mm-hmm. a playoff game. And I make this, what I would like to say, an amazing one-handed interception. And I'm trying to think, like, man, I got to look like Odell Beckham on that play. And you watch the replay of it, and you're just a fat guy making a one-hand catch. So it's just nice.
Yes.
But these guys are just so talented. Let's bring in another really talented person, Rashawn in Baltimore. He wants to talk about flag football. What's up, Rashawn?
What's going on, man?
What's happening?
Hey, speaking of talented, man, you know, I picked up a guest today, man. Got my little brother on, too, man. So, you know, he want to give his opinion, too, man.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, Jeremy, man. I heard I was a staple on this radio station, so I had to make a guest appearance one of these days.
Is this Dustin?
This is Dustin.
Oh, man, his little brother. I told him, I mean, you're the talk of the town. You're pulling more girls than Rashawn. We know it.
Well, just for clarification, me and Rashawn are not dating, okay?
Okay. Well, I mean, you guys can say what you want, but we know the real deal. So, so what is this power couple doing this morning?
I just put in the work, man. I'm like Rashawn. I actually work.
You work for BG&E too?
No, he don't.
Oh, were you dropping him off? See, I knew you got. You say not a couple. You're in the same. You dropping him off?
Dropped him off at school.
No, his car broke down. You know his.
Oh, okay.
Down,
you're so just being a good friend.
I had to drive through Hamden and pick him up. You know,
where are you guys getting breakfast together?
Miss Shirley's right now.
Hey,
what's on your mind?
Having mimosas. I've seen Rashawn drink a mimosa in person.
I love them.
Yeah, they not wrong with those, man. I can't drink Jack and Coke all the time, man. Like you alcoholics.
The Long Island iced tea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, but no, Dustin want to give his opinion about the flag football and Olympics, man.
Go ahead.
I don't have a strong opinion either way, but, you know, where I would side is I don't think the owners have the right to tell the players whether or not they can play for their country. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Well, I mean, that's an interesting take. What about you, Rashawn? What do you think?
I just don't – I don't want my players playing in there because of the risk of injury. Like, just imagine Dak Prescott tearing a ligament or something like that, man, you know, and hurting the Cowboys' chances of a Super Bowl. So, I don't want that.
That would hurt the chances?
Yeah, that would hurt them a lot.
Oh.
Hurt him a lot. We don't have Cooper Rush to back
him
up.
Yeah, you don't have Cooper anymore. That's right. Yeah, I forgot about that,
exactly,
man.
So.
All right, Rashawn, appreciate the call, man. Let me just say this, what Dustin said about that players, you know, owners shouldn't be allowed to tell players they can't go play in this. And it's, I think there's some gray area there because I think you can tell them they can't go because of the contract you have.
You can tell them not to go.
But yeah. Do you, because I remember this happened with... the Mavericks didn't want Dirk Nowitzki to play in, not the Olympics, mm-hmm. but it was like, what is it, every 2 years, the World Championship Games or whatever the hell. Is it FIBA? Is that what it's called? I don't know. You'd have to look. I don't know if it was FIBA or not, but he wanted to play in something, and the Mavs said no. And it's happened to a couple of players. But if you invest millions of dollars into somebody, mm-hmm. I think you can tell them they can only work for you, and that's technically
working.
Well,
the NHL did it. Mm-hmm. And in 2018 and 22 Olympics, the NHL prevented them from going.
So,
and you know, they cited injuries, but there's other things, the disagreements with the Olympic Committee, but you know, well, they now allow it, but they did prevent it one time.
We've got shovels coming up at 7:45. Mark Viviano is going to join us next. He's doing some stuff with Casey Cares. Want to talk to him about the Orioles. Find out. Catch up with him because we had a chance actually to catch up with him on Saturday, Ed. It was a good time at Joe Benny. So yep. We'll have some fun with Mark Viviano. That's coming up next here on the Welcome back. Jeremy Kahn, Ed North. It's the Big Bad Morning Show. Rob Long's off this week. We welcome in a good friend of the program. Former co-worker, Mark Viviano. I know you're doing some stuff with Casey Cares, Mark, but first, how are you, man? It was great to see you on Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday down in Little Italy, gathering with you fellas for a good cause. And, yeah, always appreciate those opportunities to help out in the community. And I know more times than not, I'm going to see you guys out there, too. 105.7 The Fan does a great job of supporting those in need in our community. So, and the conversation's always lively, so good.
Yeah, there were a lot of good stuff going on. Go ahead, Ed.
It was. It was an interesting evening, to say the least.
Of course, we gather on a night where the manager of the Orioles was fired, and that became the topic of much conversation. And it gets so beyond what has happened, you know, that Brandon Hyde gets fired as this team continues to wallow. And guys, I've covered sports in this town for more than 30 years. And this is an arc that I've never seen before, that mm-hmm. a team yeah. completely rebuilds and is better faster than anyone expected, then quickly turns terrible, certainly faster than anyone would have believed. Now, it's not to say that this isn't salvageable. This year probably isn't, but I mean that this whole direction and this whole idea of who they are and what they're trying to become. But I cannot think of a greater turnaround of a team that just had the arrow pointing up and suddenly has just come crashing down. It's been obviously I'm not in the day-to-day anymore as I am retired, but I'm observing this just amazed at what's been going on.
It's stunning. And, you know, and last night, they struck out 13 batters. 13 times they struck out last night. Like, it wasn't by one pitch, it was dominant. It was, you know, 7 by the starter, 6 by everybody else who came in. They just, I'm with you. It's stunning to see a team that, you know, wins 192 games in two seasons, one of the favorites to go to the World Series this year. And now, if it wasn't for the Rockies, they'd be the worst team in baseball.
Yep.
Dan O'Dowd, the former general manager of the Rockies, was on the MLB Network yesterday. And he has said, and he said it again yesterday, there is a systemic problem in the manner in which they are developing players. And the strikeouts, which you mentioned, certainly are the most frustrating part of trying to watch an Oriole game and enjoy it, because these are, you know, with the exception of a few of the young guys, mm-hmm. these are guys who've already proven that they can hit in the big leagues, but now they're not.
Yes.
And when the manager was fired, this is after they changed out the, you know, they don't even just have a hitting coach anymore. They have like this team of coaches and an offensive coordinator. It ain't working.
No.
Whatever they're teaching is not being learned or applied. Watching their games and the number of strikeouts is truly painful. And I coached the 7-year-old coach pitch team last night. I coached 9 and 10-year-olds, and that happens. You know, at this level. Completely unacceptable. And from what Mike Elias was saying in his press gathering yesterday in Milwaukee, it seems that he is just as flummoxed as everybody else. And that's a problem when you're the general manager.
Yeah.
Because it's your project that is failing, and it's your job to fix it. And I like Mike, and I really appreciate what he's done, but he is in a tough spot now because he has led this organization down a road he did not anticipate would be the dead end that it's become right now.
Mark, when do your 10-year-olds go through arbitration? Is that another year or two, or when are you dealing with that?
There's no arbitration. Yeah, but these kids are aware of the new age of the world. Like, my son told me one time, "Hey, Dad, I want to play college football." I said, "You do? Where?" He said, "Well, first at Maryland, and then Georgia and Michigan, then Ohio State." It's like, they're used to seeing that kids just move to school. So it's a
perfect time to do it now, world. Right? Yeah.
Got the portal.
Different world. Hey,
Viv, before we get into the event with Eric DaCosta and Casey Cares, let me ask you about analytics, because the thing we did on Saturday, it got brought up. I talked to Bordy a little bit. What was that, Monday we had him on?
Yeah.
And because Mike Bordick showed up at 6 o'clock on Sunday, said, "Where are you guys at?" as he missed
it.
Yeah, it was great. But no, like, he said something that I think is fair, that the Orioles are too analytical. Because when people complain about analytics, I go, it's just information. Like, you're mad when people say, "Well, it was a hard hit ball and it was right at somebody." The reason it was right at somebody is because the analytics that are used for defense. What are your thoughts? Do you, because I know you're a baseball guy, what do you think of analytics?
Well, I think it could be over relied upon. And I think you're right. It's information. It's information that can go into a mix of how you apply expectation and training. It's useful. It's not to be discarded. But if you rely too much upon it, then you start to lose some of the aspects of the game that require just human intuition and ability and adjustment. I think it's all good, but in the right dose. It's like, you know, I like ice cream, but I'm not going to eat three meals of it. It's like, okay, there's probably a place for it, but let's find the right place and maximize its impact in what we're trying to accomplish here. So I think that's what happens. And I think it comes up in this conversation regarding the Orioles, because Mike Elias has brought in a team of analytic experts, because the Orioles, under Dan Duquette prior to him, were empty in that category. They had nothing. They were in the dark ages. So he brought it forward, and when it worked in a rebuild, it was applauded. And when it's failing now in trying to build a regular major league contender, it's now questioned, which is fair. I mean, yeah. I think they're trying to seek the right dose. They needed to overdose to get it up, and now they probably need to turn it down to get themselves a better major league quality team. I don't know the answer to that. That's his job. That's why they get paid all the money. But it's clearly not working in the mix that they're using it right now.
So, Mark, I want to talk about this. Mark Viviano joining us here. This fireside chat with Eric DaCosta. You guys, June 18th, 2025. That's this year, 6 p.m. Prime Rib Patio at Live Casino and Hotel. You guys are sitting down with Eric DaCosta. Tell us a little bit about the event. And I know, again, there's 60 tickets, so I like this. We just had one of these events where it's very, I guess, intimate's the word to use. But I love those events where you kind of get to talk to everyone.
Yeah, small setting, which I think is especially intriguing to fans who, you know, you want some insight into the team that you support. And, you know, you can go to the stadium and sit with 70,000 other people or go to the training camp sometimes if you get a ticket, you know, and there's 10,000 other people. But this is one room, food and drink, a max of 60 people will be there, and it's an opportunity. I'll be there as the host. Eric and I go way back. When he moved here to Baltimore, he and I both lived in Federal Hill, and we were neighbors, and he was just a scout, and got to know him and his wife, Lacey. They're just good people. And his story itself is remarkable. This is a guy who sent out letters when he graduated from college. He played Division III football, sent a letter to every NFL team saying, "I'll do anything." The Washington Redskins and the Cleveland Browns answered him. And the Browns said, "Yeah, you can come hang out in our office, but we're moving to Baltimore." He moved there. He became like the coffee boy for the head coach, and he would run out to the airport to pick up players. Now he's a general manager and a darn good and successful one. That story alone is remarkable. But again, a chance for fans to sit down and just, you know, hear some of his insights into how he does his job, why he picks the player he does, what he's learned from his mistakes. Eric's a very forthright guy. I mean, he's really, he's great. He's a great talker. He's got great stories.
And remember, this is all the benefit Casey Cares. And I know you guys have done work with Casey mm-hmm. and her group before just to help critically ill children and their families, to offer them opportunities for entertainment, just for to be kids, even though they're dealing with some really horrible situations, and to help their families deal with the pressures that come with having a child who is critically ill. So Casey does great work. I'm aligned with them and love being able to help them. I have two healthy children, and I feel so blessed for that anything I can do for those children and their families who need attention, help, and opportunities to get away from the pain of what they're suffering, I'm all in. And this is just one opportunity where those who can come and hear Eric DaCosta on June the 18th, go to caseycares.org, get more information. I hope to see some folks out there. I think we'll really have a good time.
Absolutely. Great people, great calls. And Mark, I don't want you to slight yourself with Eric DaCosta's success. You gave up a TV career to become a baseball manager. You remember that. So it's pretty good stuff, man.
A volunteer one at that. The best part about it is bailing water off a field soaked by a rainstorm to save a day so kids can play baseball. And I, guys, the sick thing is I love it. I just love it. And you guys are dads too, so you know what it's like.
That's awesome, Mark. Thanks so much for your time and all the best for with the event with Casey Cares. It's a great call, so appreciate it, man.
Hope to see you guys again soon.
Do well, man. Good all to right. see you.
Again, we talked about, so like the group we had on that Saturday night with Garso, yourself, Viv,
Calvin Maduro.
Yeah, like, I don't know that you're going to find a better group. I'm just talking about the radio guys, but like a better group to be around. Yeah. Like some of the nicest people
Absolutely.
That you'd ever want to meet.
Yes.
So, all right, we've got some other stuff to get to. Steve Molesky, we'll get his thoughts on the Orioles. And
speaking of a nice guy.
Yeah, another nice guy. But we're going to be not so nice. We got shovels coming up next. Who gets your shovel?
A tourist who accepted a package in Indonesia for a friend.
Yeah, probably not a good idea.
Maybe not a good idea.
All right, our shovel's in yours, 410-583-1057.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, Ed, time for shovels. Who's getting yours?
A British tourist. British man is on trial for drug offenses. He pleaded for leniency. He's in Indonesia, keep in mind. Whenever you travel to countries outside your own, you got to be really smart. He was in Bali, to be specific.
Bali mi banana.
Bali.
Oh, it's Dali, right?
Dali. Tali is what
Tali?
It is. Tali. Tali mi banana. Yeah.
Bali me banana.
Tali me banana. Tali
man. I'm just going to sing it wrong the rest of the day.
I grew up listening to Harry Belafonte. I know every word. My father was a fan.
6 foot, 7 foot,
8 foot bunch. Yep.
All right, go ahead.
All right, anyway. Thomas Parker from Cumbria in Northwest England.
Joe LaCroix angry and he want to go home.
You can do your British accent anytime. Anyway, his friend is a drug dealer. A drug dealer.
Oh, no.
Yes.
What could he have sent?
He asked him to receive a package, and this man was suspicious. He refused. He was not. The guy assured him it's fine. Didn't offer him any money. He said he's fine. Yeah, what it was a kilo of MDMA.
Oh, very nice.
Ecstasy. Yeah. Yep. You know what the penalty is for drug trafficking in Indonesia?
Tell me, is it death?
Death by firing squad.
Are you serious?
100%.
Brittany Griner got off easy in Russia.
Absolutely. Death by firing squad. But they found out the package was not directly connected to him. He indeed accepted it for this guy. He still got off the hook, but he pleaded for leniency because he didn't want to get, hole shot in him. And yeah.
That's so crazy in some of these other countries when you hear about just how aggressive they are against certain things, whether it's drugs, it could be anything. I don't even know who to give my shovel to because it's either to my cleaners or to me. So obviously I had an event last night, which means I got to dust off the old suit. I got a couple of suits. I don't want this to make it seem like I don't have any suits. But most of those.
I've just seen you in suits.
Yeah. So I had the most expensive suit I was going to wear last night. It's a blue suit and it just pops in the sunlight, Ed.
Does it?
You'd love it.
Makes your eyes pop?
Yeah. The reason I said I don't know whether I give it to me or not because does this stuff happen to everybody? My last four times at dry cleaners, something has gone wrong.
Really?
One time they left. They said, it was over in White Marsh. They're like, I need to pick this up on Friday. Will it be ready by Friday? Because I fly out to Boston. I'm going to a wedding. Yes. Show up Friday morning when they're supposed to open. All for the day, taking our son to Seton Hall.
No kidding.
So then I had to buy new clothes up in Boston for this wedding. Don't worry. The Target was open and everything was fine. I got my red polo and my khakis to go to a wedding. But then I had another issue where something got messed up. Okay, so now I moved to Glen Burnie, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to find a new cleaners. Mm-hmm. There's one right next to my house, and they're really nice people. First time I go in there, same thing as before. They tell me they're going to have my clothes ready on this day, and then I go in, and she says they're not ready. So what do you mean it's not ready? I got a funeral. These are my suits. These are the only suits I have. I got a funeral. So they were able to get some of it done, picked up the one suit, and then picked up the rest the next day. This time I go in, everything's fine, pick it up on time. Time they said to have it ready. I get home. I can't see. I don't know if it's black, blue, whatever. So I'm asking my wife to look at it, open the shades there or the blinds, whatever. Get some sunlight in. And she goes, what's on the back of your suit? And I turn it around. The whole left shoulder is frayed of this sports coat. And I'm assuming when I go back in, the first thing you get is, we didn't do that.
Yeah.
And then is it possible to fix? Because I'm not a guy that's interested in going out and buying other suits.
I wish I knew you were doing this.
Why?
Because everything's back to Seinfeld. Do you remember Jerry goes back to dry clean with a shrunken shirt?
Yes.
And he goes, I don't even want the money back. I just want you
to admit it.
You did it. That's because no one ever does. Yes.
It's so true. And again, like, I feel like whether it's the stuff on the road, the stuff that happens in my daily life, like, am I a sucker? Is that what happens? Like, this happens to me too many times in your life to say that you don't have a black cloud over you or something.
They have a chart.
Do they?
Yeah.
There he is.
They sent you a chart to the new cleaners.
Mr. Khan, no good. Yeah. Anyway. All right. That's your shovels. Let's grab Antonio real quick. He's been waiting patiently in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. Happy Hump Day Wednesday.
Yep.
I'll see you guys tomorrow at the tavern.
Nice.
Good. Thank you.
You're welcome. This year's Orioles team is just bad and not getting better. How many games will we lose this season? And you guys have a wonderful day.
That's a good question.
All of them. All of them.
Is it a 100-loss season?
I mean, it looks that bad right now. At some point, unless they just sell pieces off, at some point, I think it, I don't want to say it writes itself, but they're not the second worst team. But they're not going to be good. All right. We can talk about it with Steve Molesky. He's coming up next as we start off hour number three with some Oriole talk. Steve Molesky's got to have some thoughts on Mike Elias, Brandon Hyde, and everything that's going on. We talk with him next here on The Fan.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.